Chai Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome into our Straight Talk broadcast as we are brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. As you just heard, relax, you're with Founders. We talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, whatever's shaking up and down I-77. You'll hear about it here on the 2019 South Carolina Broadcast Association's Public Affairs Radio Show of the Year, Straight Talk. Also brought to you by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and our streaming, as always, provided by HighSpeedWeb.net. 24-7, 365 days a year. Thank you to Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2 for letting us out today to go on the road with Straight Talk. But remember, Substation 2, fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the magical way they do it is slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Well, as I mentioned, we are on the road today, and we are live at the Oakdale Fire Department's annual barbecue. We're joined by Chief Bill Dunlap, and once again, Chief, thanks for having us back.
Thank you for coming.
Well, it's always good to see you. Just a month ago, we were here for the fish fry and the awards banquet that you had here, and that was a great time. And business seems to be brisk here as I watch them coming by the ladies' auxiliary table who are tempting me with those cakes, but you notice I'm not looking over there. I'm staying straight at you.
That's right.
Well, Chief, what's new since I've seen you a month or so ago? You guys have some land cleared across the street, is that right?
That's right. We have we purchased a couple years ago 4.5 acres of land to hopefully soon we'll come to agreement with the York County on the Pennies for Progress road project coming down Saluda Road all the way to Rambo Road, which is basically going to impact our station and basically put us in a safety hazard when we're pulling and entering back into the fire station. So we've been in great lengths of talks with them about what they can help us with, and we've got the land, which is the land is the first thing you got to have to build something. So we've done our first step, and it's time for York County to step up to the plate and help us.
You've got a pretty tight fit right now as it is. I mean, we're sitting here in one of the bays facing out at Saluda Road, and you know, just the size of your vehicles, that has to be a magic trick getting in and out of here at times.
It does. It's very challenging. Highway 72 is a very busy thoroughfare from Chester County to York County every day, and it doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a challenge getting in and getting back. Getting out's not too bad, but when you stop traffic to back the trucks back in, sometimes those people get a little antsy and they want to go around into the grass, and that's what, you know, we have people out there directing traffic. We don't want anybody to get hit. But just to pull our trucks out and get our guys loaded up, right now we're already out. Our front bumpers are already at the white line, and anything they do to hamper any road frontage is going to put us in a safety.
And you and I are sitting halfway in the bay, and I might point out that as I sit here facing out of the street, that white line that you just mentioned is maybe no more than 50 feet from me.
That's right. The state highway right-of-way is only 25 feet from the center line of the road on both sides. So,
mercy.
That's our biggest challenge right now is what we're going to do for the future. We do have two other stations, but this is centered of our fire district, and we have about 65% of our membership reports to this station. And every call that we run on, which last year we ran 318 calls, every call we run out of this station, so it's our main station with 65% of our membership responding out of here.
You've got a pretty good piece of real estate across the street as I look at it. I see where they've already done some clearing, obviously with some more to come here, and you know, that'll be obviously further down the road, but you're kind of just, as you mentioned, you're in a holding pattern until you guys can get things together with the York County Council. What seems to be the problem? What is the holdup? I know they got a lot of things on their plate, Project Avalanche and all the rest of that, but this is pretty serious.
You know, we've been talking ever since the Pennies for Progress first came into existence, and now we're in Pennies 4. This project started in Pennies 2. It was at the bottom of the project in Pennies 2, 3, but it's up toward the top of the list on Pennies 4. Hopefully they're going to have the funding to start this project. And it's on target to start this road project by the end of this year, if not first of 21. They're already buying property acquisitions and everything now with property owners up and down Saluda Road currently. So we're just waiting. I would hate to think that the road project would start and we hadn't even come to terms on the agreement of possibly another station across the roadway. So, you know, I don't think we need to put lives at stake, whether it's our people in these county trucks and this station here. You know, we have close to $1 million worth of equipment just running out of the four trucks out of this one station. So, right. You know, we don't want, you know, you can replace a truck, but you can't replace a life.
No, that's absolutely right. On a more pleasant note, let's talk barbecue. You guys have great success with this. This is one of your major fundraisers, and, you know, you're raising money for your new station across the street, hopefully. Let's talk a little bit about that. Business looks like it's been pretty good this morning.
We started at 10 a.m. We had several big orders going out of here right at 10:30. So we've been delivering and had people coming in and out. This is our 34th annual barbecue. This is our one fundraiser we do a year. So it's one time out of the year not only for people to come get barbecue, but it's one time for us to do face-to-face with our people in the community and outside our community to come to the station and see and talk to us and let us know what they think about the community and let us know what, you know, we can do to help them.
Now, you also have some wonderful baked products here on the table here from the Ladies Auxiliary of the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department. You, like I, am showing great restraint and not going over there.
Right. You know, we've got that at the forefront of the line, so we got everybody thinking about coming back through the line and getting them some sweets and helping the Ladies Auxiliary, which they sponsor several different things throughout the community of helping for school supplies in some of our elementary schools and different things when we have families that are burned out, lost their house, or, you know, medical bills or whatever. They've chipped in, and they use the money from the bake sale to do that.
Now, Chief, how late are we open today with the barbecue?
We're open to 7 p.m. tonight, so not if you missed it at lunch, you got plenty of time to get it here before supper time.
That's a good place to have your supper, too.
That's right.
You know, you got plenty of seating inside there. They can stay if they like, or they can get it to go. I know a number of your staff have been running back and forth from the curve to the kitchen, as it were, and you'll be doing it again tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. till whenever it's gone.
Right, and if it's years past, we start out with very few amount of pounds, and we're hoping for success just like we have in years past with this. So if you don't get here by the 7, I suggest anybody to come early right after breakfast and get your barbecue for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, because if you wait till lunchtime,
you may roll the dice. Maybe too late. And we have it by the pound, too, so we put it in containers. You can put it in your freezer and eat it, you know, whenever you want to. So get you a sandwich and a plate to eat now and get you a pound or two for a month or so down the road.
That's good advice. How busy of a year have you all been having so far, calls-wise? I know we're only into the third month of the year, halfway through March on this 13th day of it, but I know I talked to the chief over at Leslie, they were already ahead, and when I talked to you just a month or so ago, were the last calls that you had last year compared to the year before, you already are on track to have made up for more than that and then some.
Yeah, we ran, like I said earlier, we ran 318 calls in 2019. So far, we're not even through we're just at the beginning of the third month, and we've already run 72 calls. So if you do the math, we're going to be up over last year if the trend continues.
Yeah. What is the majority of the calls that you all are having to respond to?
Majority of the calls we do now are fire alarms, motor vehicle accidents, and we do mutual aid, and we do for assist with EMS. So, you know, if an ambulance goes to a wreck, fire truck always goes. And if the EMS goes, they need manpower assist for cardiac or lifting assistance, we're there to help them. So the trend of the fire service is basically we may go a whole month and not spray the first gallon of water, but our calls are still continuing because the fire service is kind of shifting and doing a lot more things than just fight fires.
It really has come a long way since those days. I know probably when you began,
39 years ago.
Okay, in your career. See, I was trying hard not to date either one of us here, but all right, you let it out of the bag. You primarily were just fighting fires. You were firefighters,
right.
And that's pretty much what you did. And now it has encompassed a number of things where you're paramedics, you're firefighters, you're traffic control. I mean, you
right.
name it, you guys are called upon to do it.
You know, if we during storms, we have power lines down that we have to respond to. We cut across the county. The fire departments across the county cut. They had over 300 calls just for trees in the
mm-hmm.
roadway.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's a tree down, if it's night, stormy, and a car hits it, you know, they can lose their life as well as property damage by hitting those trees. So the fire department does a lot more than just, like I said, fight, you know, put water on the hot stuff.
What is some of the greatest needs that the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department has? We talked about, you know, hopefully what will be a new station right across the street. I guess I should go to the other side of that coin and ask what happens if an accommodation cannot be arranged between the county and Oakdale Fire?
That's a $1 million question. What would we do continuing running out of the station? Will we try and continue running and you know, wait for that bad accident to happen, or would we have to shut this station down and run out of the other two stations? That's the $1 million question of what we actually would do.
That would seem to be quite an imposition if you had to, let's just say for the sake of argument, shut this down or just make it an administrative area of offices for the fire department. But now you're going to be overcrowding your other two stations, and the problem really hasn't gone away.
Well, it'll increase if you have 65% of your membership responding to this station because it's closest to their residence,
mm-hmm.
that means those firefighters have to travel to two other stations, which means a longer response time to the person that has the accident, whether
right.
it's at a house or a motor vehicle accident or whatever. So we got to put not only the lives and safety of our firefighters entering and exiting the building, but we got to put the perspective of the time delay of responding to the call by having to travel maybe 2 miles, 3 miles to another station, and then that 2 or 3 miles back, the call may be right around the corner from this station.
Man. Yeah, that's a waste of valuable minutes, obviously, in doing your job, and
yep.
when time is of the essence, especially in
yep.
what you do.
That's correct. It is.
When is the next conversation going to take place with the county?
Well, you know, we've had a change of county management.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new county manager, and I've been in talks with the county manager currently. So hopefully our talks will get back to that real soon, right after the barbecue.
Well, that's good. Is any chance the county manager going to be showing up to the barbecue? I'm sure a call and an invitation was extended, at least through Councilwoman Christy Cox, who's a very big advocate, I know, for
yeah.
the fire departments.
We've got a justice and public safety meeting with council here at 2 o'clock today, so I'll be face-to-face with him on a different conversation, but I'll see him here in another hour and a half at
a
meeting.
With a barbecue sandwich in your hand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nothing like greasing the wheel a little bit, as it were there. You may not have eaten yet. You never know. It's Friday. It's a busy day.
That's right.
We're talking to Fire Chief Bill Dunlap here with the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department. The Straight Talk is on the road today. We're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. By Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Normally, we broadcast from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University, and we thank Charlie Ruffalo and the good folks there for letting us come do the live broadcast here today at the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department. But for fresh subs and salads, Chief Dunlap will tell you Substation 2 is the place to go because they do it most magically. Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. There you go. We'll be back right after this.
If it's 12:30, it's right. Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend Amp. Dividend Amp is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Alex, what makes Substation 2's corned beef so healthy?
That's easy. Substation's corned beef is all natural, just beef and seasonings, no nitrates or added ingredients.
Substation 2's corned beef sandwich is back, but only for a limited time. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
We are on location today at the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department for their annual barbecue fundraiser that they do here, their 34th annual. Chief Bill Dunlap with the Oakdale Fire Department is with us. And, of course, Chief, as I mentioned, it is a fundraiser. We talked about the building across the street. Obviously, some of that money will go toward those efforts, but there's a lot more that you all have in the way of needs, starting with extrication equipment.
Extrication equipment. When the rescue squads went out of business several years ago, the county came to us and asked us, would the fire departments be willing to do extrication, which extrication is motor vehicle accidents, the jaws of life. Right. When the two vehicles collide, you have to have the jaws of life to spread and cut the people, extricate them out of the vehicle. The county had never put any money into it. They asked us to take care of that. We said as a fire service across the county that we would take care of that. But you know how we bought all those extrication equipment is through donations, through our fundraisers of each fire department that's had them throughout, you know, since we started it, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we started doing extrication. And, you know, like I said, the county had never put any money into it. And how we got started is we had to spend some of our fundraising money to do so. But our biggest need right now for the fire department is we were able to get a grant through FEMA about 5 years ago to replace all our outdated self-contained breathing apparatus. That's the air packs that we use to go in and fight fire.
Right.
We have a refill station on our service truck, but you have to have a cascade system stationary in the station to fill it. So we hadn't been able to get the funding through FEMA, so we're going to have to step up to the plate and buy that cascade system. And, you know, it's a $40-plus thousand-dollar extra expense that we're probably going to have to use some of our barbecue money toward that, because when we're out on fires and training, we need to be able to refill that cascade system on our service truck back at the station. So now what we have to do for, you know, 6+ years ago, we had to start going to Leslie Fire Department. They've been gracious enough to let us fill up over at their station, and we have to travel. Since the training grounds moved to York, we have to go to the training ground over in York. So that takes takes a member and a truck out of our district, not only the cost and time, but if we could do it right at our own station, it would be a lot simpler. But that's one thing we're going to have to try and look toward of using some fundraising money for.
$40,000, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And, of course, the extrication equipment that is obviously has advanced in technology being what it is, I'm sure right down to that,
you know,
it is more improved than what it was 8 years ago when you started. What is the price tag on that?
You're looking at about $35,000 to get a full set of full set of extrication equipment.
So you got to have basically a $100,000 barbecue.
Well, it'd take several barbecues to get that much.
We'd be barbecuing weekly, wouldn't we?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, the fire service, you know, a lot of our equipment is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the mighty dollar that saves the life, you know, that we have to look at. So.
Well, and it's all specialized, and then you have to have the training, I'm sure, in many cases, for, you know, to utilize this equipment as well. So there's another expenditure that we haven't even scratched on yet.
Absolutely.
My goodness. So where do we go from here, Chief? We're trying to get the new station across the street. Seems like a simple enough request that is taking forever, it seems, because ever since I've known you, since I've been back, it's essentially has been the topic of conversation.
Right.
And I've been back now going on 7-8 years. Why is this taking so long?
I don't know. It, you know, we've had some change in management and different department heads in the fire service as well as county managers the last few years. And it's like we have to go back and start all over every time a new person comes. But hopefully these talks will be because the road project's coming near and dear.
Yeah.
So I would hope that we'd be able to start something, like I said earlier, before the road project starts. Because once it starts, you know what a road project takes havoc on the road anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, forever. I mean, you know, you're talking months.
Months or years.
Yes.
To get the project started. And that's just more congestion on the road. I mean, people are already frustrated enough with the potholes in the road, as much less as the road project tearing up one section at a time to make it all work.
Well, we saw it last summer with the resurfacing of Cherry Road. I mean, it seemed like an eternity that it was taking, and really, they got it done in pretty quick order, but the perception, you know,
right,
is the feeling like, oh my God, will they ever be done? I mean, you know, it was continuous.
They had it good and smooth, and they're already having water lines break, having to dig it all back up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
We get that, and anything can happen anywhere, obviously. But this just seems, you know, I mean, obviously they've been out here and have seen for themselves how you're set up and situated as opposed to where the road is and all the rest of it, correct?
That's right. We've had many meetings with county staff and management out here, and they all understand it. It's just getting all the pieces of the puzzle to match up to make it happen.
Well, it's for minds smarter than mine, I guess, because to me it seems pretty simple and cut and dry.
Right.
You have this need. It's a safety hazard, so there's a number of reasons why this should be fast-tracked, if you will. But I don't know. Again, it's for minds obviously far and away smarter than me. I'm just a simple guy. What do I know?
That's right.
Chief, what else do we have on our tap here? It's great barbecue. Folks should come by, especially today, while it's still, you know, plenty of it, as opposed to putting it off till tomorrow and, you know, running the risk of getting left out, because it's pretty good stuff. I know I had the sample earlier.
Yeah, I saw you there sampling.
Yes, I did. I went in there, paid my $4, got my sandwich. It was money well spent, and very good. That's a huge sandwich, too.
Yeah, we use a 4.5-inch bun, and we try and pile it thick
Yeah, and it was. It was. It was about an inch or so thick is what it was. Was that a burger? You know, we know that's all barbecue, you know.
That's right.
Tremendous job. You got Leon Yard in there working hard.
He's taking care of the money.
Congenial guy, of course.
We got Brown Simpson in there. He's our public information officer, the ones of you to know Brown.
And, everybody knows Brown. You can't go anywhere on the planet without somebody knowing
that's
Brown.
Right. That's right.
You know, but it's a great staff and crew that you have here, and excellent food. I mean, you know, the barbecue is just superb. So, and folks are still driving through, and your guys are taking it out to them. So you've got it to go. Deliveries were arranged earlier, and you'll be doing it till 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., you'll start again until whenever it runs out.
That's right, and we just encourage everybody to come out and support the fire department, support the projects that we have on the forefront, and we'd like to thank OTS for you, and WRHI for y'all coming out and giving us support throughout the years. And
well, we appreciate it. I mean, we never know when we may need you, Chief, quite honestly, you know.
Right.
Things can happen, you know.
That's right.
But it's the right thing to do, and we're always happy to get involved with this. So Cascade Air Systems, extricating equipment, a new station house, what's left?
That should sum it up. If we can get those three things off our wish list, it would be great.
Then you'd be back sitting pretty for just a little while, right, until
That's
the next
right.
thing comes along.
That's right. You know, our apparatus and all is in great shape. We don't need any trucks, but just, you know, like cascade system and extrication equipment is the two things, as well as the station. So hopefully those talks will come narrowing down to the end, and we can and move forward in the future.
How about your telecommunications equipment? Because there's a great deal of that that goes on a fire scene or accident scene or whatever. In fact, this phone's going off right now as I was asking that question, as if by cue.
that's Eddie Murphy, the emergency management director in Chester County.
There you go. Well,
so we have great communications and throughout the county. We've got the state-of-the-art radio system. We work well with our mutual aid departments in Chester County, and you know, everything's good. Just get these few projects started, and we'll be in great shape.
Is there an inspection process that you all have to go through on a regular or annual basis that the state comes out and does? And why haven't they noticed the situation with the road and this station and the need for, you know, something else?
Well, we have the insurance ISO, which they don't have anything to do with the stations or anything like that. They come out and evaluate our training, call response, and a lot of various different things that they grade our department on. And we have an ISO class 4. We've had it for 10 years. We just got an inspection this past year. Last April, and we're good on that until about 3 years from now.
We're
good on our response.
Everything's up to code and grade A and all that, and it's just a matter of bringing in some money and getting the things, equipment and housing and otherwise that you need.
Yes, sir.
In order to keep doing the great job that you're doing and be able to do it safely.
Absolutely. Safely is the main thing. Every time that alarm sounds and the firemen get up in the middle of the night or the afternoon, cookouts, birthday parties, you know, the fire department members, they sacrifice a lot to put back in the community.
Well, you sure do, and we can never, ever thank you enough and appreciate you nearly enough. But Chief, that'll be our final word for this afternoon. It's always great to see you. A privilege and pleasure. Continued success and good luck to you all. And folks, it's never too early for barbecue. Come by the Oakdale Fire Department here on Saluda Road and get you some. It's very good price, and your money goes to a good cause. Chief, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen, and thank OTS Media for what y'all do again for the community.
We appreciate that. Straight Talk brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And to Charlie Ruffalo and the great folks at Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop, who make those fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. And counting backward from three, Chief and I got to tell you, 3, 2, 1, slice, garden.
Thank you, Charlie.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years.